Anyway, now, here's what I better not say who this one's from. Stane Street... Oh, I better not say that either. Anyway, somewhere in West Sussex. Father Simon, Brother Pete, and vegetarian sport pin-up Diane. Quite sure if I followed that. Anyway, I write to seek absolution, not for myself, but for an ex-colleague of mine who badly needs it. It's probably better not to release my name, as those concerned will probably come after me with a gun, right? So probably shouldn't have been as specific as I was. Sorry, Jonathan Dingle. Anyway, the story goes back to 1989, when I was working for a charter airline who have since gone to that great hangar in the sky. We flew big aeroplanes, DC-10s, and little aeroplanes, 737s, and we're all one great big happy family. Not. I worked in the commercial department at the time and was busy working out the velocity of a different elastic bands when pinged at the sales manager's neck when we had a call from the ops department. That's the operations department, of course. It seemed that one of our aircraft had flown to Faro in Portugal and had then got what we called tech, which was airline speak for broken. They thought I'd better come down as it looked serious, and if it was going to be broken for a long time, we couldn't get away with having hundreds of passengers in various departure lounges around Europe being fobbed off with delayed because of operational reasons and £2.50 meal vouchers. We would need to charter a replacement aircraft, which was supposed to be my job. By the time I had walked into the ops room, the engineers in Faro had looked at it and pronounced that the aeroplane was snafu'd. Situation normal, all fouled up. Course. And the even better news was that the broken widget wasn't kept in Faro, and we would have to have it flown down, which meant an unscheduled overnight stop for plane, crew, and passengers. I began the delightful job of finding hotels to put everybody into for the night. However, the story had really begun to unfold in Portugal. One of the hostesses, we called them hosties, and we shall call this particular one Diane, had approached the captain in private and said that she would have to be flown back. She couldn't possibly stay in Faro overnight. The captain had explained that as per company policy, tough. Basically, the crew take the chance of this sort of thing happening. It's an unexpected event. It could happen absolutely every time they fly. And if we were to fly her back, then it would leave the crew one short and be very unfair. At this point, she burst into tears and had to be consoled. Swearing the captain to secrecy, she explained the problem and asked if someone could nip round to her house to sort it out. As anyone who's worked in the airlines will know, swearing a captain to secrecy is a quicker way of spreading the news than Reuters. The captain rang operations whilst I was still there, and we watched the duty officer as he listened to the problem in amazed silence. Straight after putting the phone down, he rang the police. Unfortunately, he did so in a crowded room full of eager ears who listened as he explained the problem to the police. There was a stunned silence, followed by a short giggle. At that point, the room collapsed in laughter. What's going on? I hear you ask.
What's going on?
It transpired that whilst Diane had flown to Faro for what she thought was a short afternoon trip, she'd left her boyfriend in the wardrobe at home. Tied up. In the wardrobe at home. Not wearing anything tied up in the wardrobe at home, apart from an apron and a Mickey Mouse mask. And he needed to be released because he couldn't possibly stay that way for 24 hours. Funny people right in for this. I seek forgiveness firstly for the duty officer who announced the problem to half the staff of the airline, and secondly for the captain who probably could have called the police directly, thereby saving much embarrassment. But it turned out that the police, after breaking down the door, had been unable to unlock the padlocks and had to call the fire engine out to assist. Forever after, Diane was subjected to little jokes like, "Oh, sorry, she can't come now, she's a little tied up at the minute," and so on. If you do read this out, can I have the first edition of your book, because I've got the others. Okay, and a signed picture of Diane in her vegetarian sport page pin-up pose. What is going on? Anyway, obviously people working for the airline are a little pervy around the edges in many ways. Anyway, so a very dodgy story to bow out on, Peter.
Well, yes, very dodgy, I'm afraid. No forgiveness on that from me.
Not into being tied up in cupboards.
Absolutely not.
With an apron.
Anywhere else, yes, but...
in an apron and a Mickey Mouse outfit. What about you, June? Because do you like that kind of thing?
Oh, I do indeed, and forgiven.
Right. Now, studio manager's, of course, legendary for this kind of behaviour. What do you reckon, Rachel and Gary?
As it's Friday, we're going to forgive.
Yeah, that's very nice. Diane?
Suitably embarrassed, I think she was, so forgiven.
Thanks. Last confession for a while. Back soon. Can't tell you when. Depending on baby, really.